Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. We're continuing in the sugya of dreams, of chalomos, and we were speaking about what's called hatavas chalom, which requires not only a group of three people but also a recitation of a series of psukim, three of hafuchos, three of peduyos, and three of shlomos. And we discussed this yesterday, but we didn't finish the three shlomos. What are the three shlomos? Let's go over them again. The pasuk in Yeshaya is borei nivs v'saim shalom shalom l'rachok v'lakarov amar Hashem urufu asiv. And the subject of this pasuk, according to the way it's interpreted by the Mitzudos in Tanakh, there in Yeshaya, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying about a chote that he does tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be machadish, will give him nivs vasayim, dibur vasayim. In other words, from now on, the dibur will be such that people will speak to him in peace. There won't be what's called kintor, you know, friction and altercations between one or the other that were going on until now. But from now on, it'll be shalom, shalom. Whether it's the rachok, those who are far from him, whether it's the karov, everyone will speak to him with divrei shalom. And that's going to be refuasiv. That's going to be a refuah, a cure for the lack of shalom. Then we have the second pasuk here, v'ruach lovsha es amosai, Rosh HaShalishim, Lecha David, V'imcha V'nishai, Shalom, Shalom Lecha, V'shalom La'ozrecha, Ki Azrecha Elokecha, V'kablem David, V'yitneim B'roshei HaGedud. And this is a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, and it's the second pasuk of the series of three Shaloms. And after David HaMelech spoke to the Roshei HaTzava that came to him, and he said to them, Im L'shalom Basem Eilai, if you've came for peace, lazuni, to help me, yeli alechem levav liyached, my heart will be one, unified with you. But im l'ramusani, if you came just to fool me, litzarai, to be my enemy, below chamask bekape, when I am guiltless, is yorei elokei avosenu v'yochiach, that God will see, the God of our fathers will see, and he will castigate you. And then the pasuk says, "V'ruach lovsha es amosai," which means that he had a ratzon in his heart, in the name of all of them, and he said, "Lecha David la'noschel etovascha banu." We came for you. We came to support you, and for your benefit. Chafetzim anu li'os imcha ben yishai. We want to be with you, because we see that shalom shalom lecha. We see that peace is with you. La'ozrimcha, for those who support you. V'lo hasigasam yad shaul, and they were spared from the hand of Shaul, and that's what it means, azreka lokecha. So it means that we did not come with any ramos. David believed them, he accepted their word. V'nosnam, and he appointed them shiu roshei agdud, that they should be at the head of the military campaign. And finally, the third pasuk is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Amartem ko lechoi v'ato shalom uveischa shalom. And then the end of the pasuk says, v'chol asher lecha l'shalom. David sends 10 na'orim to Novel HaKarmeni, and he was busy shearing off his flock of sheep. And shaleu b'shmo l'shalom v'yomulo ko lechai. What does it mean, kol lechai? Pirush, shekach tia gozeis et soncha gam l'shon haba u'lechol beisecha l'chol asher l'chol yisholem li'orech yom. These were blessings of peace. So today's shiur will begin with a memar u'mar zutra, and this you'll find after the lines get a little bit wider. It's right about six lines down. And it says, Amemar Umarzutra, the first word in the line is Shalom. Verav Ashi Aviyasvi Bahari Adadi, the three of them were sitting together, Amri, and each one, Kol Chad V'chad Binan, said to the other one, Lema Milsa Delo Shmiele Lechavre, can you say something, share with us something that we haven't heard yet? Give us a chidush. So each one is now challenged to come up with a chiddush. Now, how exactly each one would know that he's being mechadesh? Maybe what they had in mind, that if they find out that they knew it, and they say, oh, I heard this already, then he's going to have to say something else, and again and again and again, halava, halava, hala, until finally he would say, give me a, oh, I haven't heard that. That would be a chiddush. In any event, Posachad Minai, the first one, got up the Omar and he said, Haiman de Chazu Chalma, somebody who had a dream, V'lo Yodam, Aichaz, he didn't know exactly what he saw in the dream. Was it good or was it bad? It was one of these ambiguous dreams that we spoke about yesterday. In other words, he remembers what he saw, but he doesn't know whether or not it's a good dream or a bad dream. The Marsha explains Lo Yoda here means that he forgot what he saw in the dream, but that's not the simple interpretation. The Marsha adds that if he forgot what he saw in the dream, then he could do what we're going to see in a minute, but if he remembers what he dreams, then he should do Atavas Chalom Bifnei Shlosha. Lokum kami kahani, he should stand in front of the kohanim, be idna de farsi yodayu, at the moment that they are duchanin, that's called prisas yodayim, when they stretch out their hands. And this is all begvulin, not in the migdash. And when the shliach tzibur gets to the avoda, and he says, ritzei, the kohanim stand in the synagogue, and they go up towards the front, the duchan, and there they stand, their faces are turned towards the Heichal and their backs towards the Am, and their fingers are bent inside until the Shliach Tzibur finishes Hodah. When he finishes Hodah, then they turn around towards the Am and they stretch out their fingers, they lift their hands in a kind of tefillah, and they begin Yivarechecha, and they go on to bless the people. Now, at that moment of time, that's a ripe moment for what we call bitul chalom, or otherwise known as hafichas chalom litova. And it's going to be achieved by a combination of the amiras bakasha of the person who had the dream, and also by the birchas kohanim. When we integrate those two, that's going to be a kind of replacement of hatovas chalom, which will transform the chalom from bad to good if it needs transformation. And the reason for this is because the power and the status of Birchas Kohanim is like the status of Nevuah. In other words, when the Kohen goes up to Duchen and he blesses the people of Israel, he's like prophesizing and telling us that what God commanded me to do and to say and convey to Klal Yisrael, these brachos are a Nevuah for the future. And just like a Navi is Misnabe, and when the Shechina is Shora Olav, so too, and the Shechina is Shora on the hands of the Kohanim, as the Gemara establishes in Masechta Sota, and at the time that they bless the people of Israel. Now, a Chalom is also, as we'll see later on, a kind of a Nevuah, it's 1/60th of Nevuah, and any Dover Ra is Batel B'Shishim. And therefore, if a person sees a bad dream that's like a nevuah, which is a nevuah ketana l'ra, he could be mevatel b'shishim with the birchas kohanim, because the birchas kohanim, as we said before, is a nevuah gemura, and it's a nevuah letova. And we said that because nevuah always is always accompanied by shechina, and the Birchas Kohanim likewise is accompanied by Ashras HaShechina. It's a moment of Nevuah. The blessings are not just blessings on the past, but they're also prophecies for the future. And any small prophecy, which might be a Nevuah, Ketana L'Rav, through his Chalom, through his dream, is Batel, B'Shishim, B'Birchas Kohanim. And what should he say? What should be the substance of his, well, the formula of his prayer, his supplication about his dream at the time of Birchas Kohanim? Lema hachi, here's the nusach. Ribono shel olam, ani shelcha v'chalomosai shelcha. I'm yours and my dreams are yours. Chalom chalamti v'einu yodei mahu. I had a chalom and I don't know what the nature of the chalom is. Which according to Marsha means I've forgotten my chalom. According to the first interpretation, we said that he doesn't know what the true meaning and the interpretation of the Chalom is. Bein shechalamti ani al atzmi or le atzmi, ubein shechalmu li meaning olai chaverai, ubein shechalamti al achirim, im tovim heim chazkem viamtzem. Please strengthen these good tidings, these good, the good substance of the chalom. Because the dreams of Yosef were good dreams and they were fulfilled. But in Tzrichim Refuah, if these chalomos are kind of sick and they need a cure, Rifa'im, please God, cure them for me. Rifa'im Kimei Mora. Mei Mora are the waters of Mora. And Hashem sweetened the waters of the Mara through some miracle. And in the same way that Chalomos of Shel Yosef, which were good dreams, good tidings, came to fruition, so please do the same for my dreams. V'im tzrichim refuah, and if they need some sort of cure, Rifa'im Kimei Mora, Shinisrapu al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Mei Mora, after Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yam Suf, and the Pasuk says, Lo Matsu Yimayim, and Lo Yochlu Lishtos Mei Mora, Ki Morim Heim, is Vayilono al Moshe, etc., etc., Vayitzak al Hashem, Vayoreu Hashem Eitz, Vayishlach el Hamayim, Vayimtiku Hamayim. And that was a refuah for these mayim morim, to make them into sweet waters. Now, why does the person who has a chalom and he asks for a refuah, why doesn't he just ask for the bitul ha-chalom, that the chalom should be completely null and void? And the answer is because, as the Gemara is going to say later, kol ha-chalomos holchin achar ha-peh. And therefore, these chalomos could become a positive force if there is a pitaron litova and a dover tov will come to fruition, which wouldn't have been without the chalom in the absence of the chalom. So therefore, he wants to ask for a refuah for the chalom, like the mei mara, because the mei mara, as a result of sweetening the water, this was a great salvation for the people. They were so thirsty. And that's the bakasha of refuah, to take something that's so bitter and make it into something sweet. Ukim Miriam, she was healed mitzarata, from tzaras, after she spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu about the Isha Kushis. The Torah tells us that fa'anan sar mi'ala oel v'hine Miriam mitzaras kishelet. Vayitzak Moshe Hashem leimor kelna refon Allah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu declared tisogia shivas yom michutz lamach v'achar teyosef vatisogia ruah Miriam michutz lamach shivas yom v'omlo not ad shehayosef Miriam. So she was healed from her tzaras, and this is the kind of refuah that we're asking for. The Gemara is going to explain this even in more detail later on, but let's just get a sense of what's going on here in the case of Miriam. Let's just see. No. So far, the Mefarshim don't seem to add anything. Moshe prayed for recovery and she was healed. Then we go on to the case of Chizkiyahu Micholyo. Chizkiyahu was also ill, and the Navi came to visit him, told him he's going to die, and Chizkiyahu did not accept this. He asked why he was going to die, and at the end of the whole story, Hashem gave him health, and he was able to live for another 15 years. He didn't lose hope, and Yeshayo told him that Hashem had accepted all his prayers. So that's the good news of Chizkiyo. And then we have Kimei Yericho. There was refuah al Yedei Elisha. So we're talking about the period of time after Eliyahu goes up Bisara Shamayim, he goes up to the heavens, Elisha is sitting in Yericho, and the Pasuk says, Vayomru Anshei Ha'ir El Elisha, Hineinu, Moshav Ha'ir Tov, Kasher Adoni Ra'a, Vamayim Ra'im Va'aretz Maskelis, Vayomer Chuli Tzluchis Chadosha V'simu Sham Melach, Vayichu Elav, Vayetze El Motze Amayim, Vayishlach Sham Melach, Vayomer Kormar Hashem, Ripesi La'mayim Ha'ila. So again, we see a situation where Hashem heals a negative thing, the waters of Yericho, and this is through Elisha and his prayers to Hashem. So after Yericho and the people of Yericho notify Elisha, the waters of their city are polluted, are harmful, and people are dying from drinking these waters. So Elisha miraculously cured the waters by throwing salt into them. Ukshem shafachta kilas Bilam arosha lebracha, which means that Bilam had in mind to curse the Jewish people, as we mentioned in the previous shiur, and Hashem transformed all of his klolos into brachos. And that's what it says over here. Just one second. It says, "Kein hafoch kol chalomosai olai letova." Transform my dreams for good. Now, the source of the Torah that Hashem transformed the klolos of Bilam is the pasuk in Dvarim Chav Gimel. It says, "V'lo avah Hashem alekecha l'shmoa el Bilam vayafech Hashem alekecha l'cha es haklolo l'bracha ki ahevcha Hashem alekecha." And the Marsha adds something here when it says, "Kein hafoch kol chalamosai alai l'tova." He says that this nusach is based on the introduction that the Chalom Tov can be converted into, can convert it to an evil one if it's interpreted Pitaron L'Ra'a, but the opposite is true as well. And you can convert and transform a Chalom Ra into Tov. But for that you need a Pitaron L'Tov. And therefore we say, Im Tovim Heim Chazkeim V'Amtzeim, that if these Chalomos are good Chalomos, then strengthen them. Kideshi is kaimu litova, just like Yosef, that his chalomos were never converted to evil, which in the case of the Achim, unfortunately, they had some evil ideas, and maybe they would have wanted to take the chalomos of Yosef about the 11, etc., and convert it to evil, to make it into a pitaron l'ra'a, as we said. But Hashem brought this refuah, and those chalomos were used as a pitaron letovah. So chalom chalamti means I had chalomos, some of which are ra'im, and they need a refuah, a pitaron letovah, and please Hashem refa'im, please do so and cure them, and transform them into good, from evil to good. As Hashem, you've done in the past, you have converted the tzaras of Miriam. She was Nases Kinara, the Gemara says, and Sota Chizkiah was Nisrapi Mecholio, and his refuah was Litova. They added another 15 years that he wasn't meant to live. Yericho, the waters were impure, and they were turned through Elisha to drinkable and sweet waters. Everything here is about this prayer of Kishem Shafachta. God converts, transforms the klolos of Bilam into tovos, into brachos. And that's what we're asking, that the dreams that we had should be transformed to tova, to good. And then the Gemara says, Misayim Bahadi Kahani. He should try to synchronize that he completes his bakasha together with the kohanim when they finish their bracha lebrachas kohanim, so that the ani tzibura, so that everyone in the tzibur will be able to recite amen after his bakasha. So that even though the tzibra didn't hear the bakashas, because maybe they were busy reciting this bakasha, but nevertheless they know that this is where the Kohanim are going to complete their bracha. And the Birchas Kohanim, by the way, has three psukim, and therefore we're going to repeat this nusach three times after the Kohanim divide up, and hopefully they'll sing a little bit, so they'll give us a chance to catch up with them. And the reason why it's three times is connected three sugei chalomos. We're going to see later on that there are three classes or categories of chalomos. The Gemara says the following: V'ilo, if let's say they weren't able to synchronize their bakasha together with the siyum of the kohanim, is lema hachi, then at the time that's left, they should add the following. There was a little extra time before the siyum of the Birchas Kohanim. Adir b'marom, shochein b'gvura, atoshalom, shimchoshalom, yehi ratzom v'fanecha, shetasim aleinu shalom. And he should try then to fit this in and synchronize the siyum, the completion, with the Birchas Kohanim's completion, so that the tzibur now could say amen to this bakasha. Now we're up to Psach Idach. But let me just read one thing before we start Psach Idach. We'll talk about the three blessings of the Kohanim, and the Birchas Kohanim is made up of three psukim. After each of them, we have the minhag to say amen. Others have a minhag to say Keni Ratzon. And the entire congregation will recite this paragraph about Halomos, if you have that minhag, and it's a pretty prevalent minhag. Now, it could be that since in Eretz Yisrael we have Birchas Kohanim on a daily basis, therefore we're not going to add this Pitaron or Hatovas Halom. And we mentioned before that the Kohanim will do some singing in between each bracha in order to give us an opportunity to recite this tefillah and ask Hashem for Hatovas Chalom. Adir b'maron shochein b'gvura is mighty one on high, he who dwells in power. Atoshalom v'shimchoshalom, your peace, your name is peace. Yiratzon fenecha shetasim aleinu shalom. Now, what do we gain by adding this tefillah? Again, he wants to synchronize with the sofa brachos. He finished a little bit early. He has time to add some words, so he should conclude. He wants to conclude, synchronize with the end of the kohanim. And our minhag, for some reason, evolved that after the Birchas Kohanim is already over, the Kohanim have turned around from facing the congregation. That's the moment in which we add this prayer. Pasach Idach V'Omar. Again, there were three Amoraim. Each one was going to say a Chiddush. The next Amor began to give his Chiddush. And he says, Haiman the Isle of Masa. He's traveling through a city. V'dochil me'ena bisha. He's afraid of an ayin hara. Linkots kafa de yoda de yamine. He should take the thumb of his right hand, the yoda de smola, place it into his left hand, uz kafa de yoda de smola. And then he should place the thumb of his left hand, the yoda de yamine, in his right hand. So the Gemara says, Volema hachi. And these are the words that he should recite when he puts his left thumb onto his right hand. Ana, I, Ploni bar Ploni, de Mizera Yosef Kasina. I come from the lineage of Joseph. De Lo Shalta ba'ena Bisha. He didn't suffer from the power of an iron hara. Shenemar, as it's written, Ben Parat Yosef, Parat Alei Oven. So So a person to say that I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, come from the descendant, I'm a descendant of Yosef, is a little bit problematic. The Mashal tries to make some sense out of this, because Lechora, he's fabric. How does he know that he comes from Joseph? In any event, the lo shalta be'ena bisha, there was no ayin hara to control or impact on Yosef. Shenema ben parat Yosef, a charming son is Joseph. Ben parat alei ayin, above the eye. Al tikri alei ayin ela ole ayin. So he rises above the ayin hara. Rab Yosef, Rab Chanina Amar Meyachi has another source. V'yidgu l'rov bekerev ha'aretz, that with regard to the children of Yosef, they'll be abundant like the fish in the sea. Ma dogim shviyam mayim mechasim aleim, they're underneath the water, and ein ayin hara shaletz them, there's no power of the ayin hara over the fish. Av zara shal Yosef, ein ayin hara shaletz b'hen. So there's no ayin hara over the Zaro Shel Yosef. And he concludes by saying, V'dochil mein abisha delay, if he's afraid of his own ein abisha, meaning that he may chashon bestow an ayin hara on somebody else by gazing enviously upon their, another person's possessions, is then lichze atarfa denechirasa desmola, then he should look at the surface of his left nostril. Doesn't really reverberate for us. What exactly does this mean? Yabit al dofen asmoli shel chotmo. Again, these are probably metaphysical ideas. Pasach idach, we're up to the third amora of the Omer, and he said, Haima de cholish, if somebody is weak, yoma kamalo legale, on the first day he should not notify any others, don't reveal it, keep it tsanua. So there won't be any evil to his mazel. But mikan vielich legale, if his illness persists, then beyond the first day he should reveal it to his buddies. Ki hada rava like rava ki havi cholish yom kamalo migli mikam ve'elachom rale le'lishamshe le'shamot a puk achris. So on the second day, he tells his second in command, his servant, to go outside and to make achrosa that rava is cholish, so that people will know about it. Uman derachim le, whoever loves me, liboy alai rachme, he'll pray on my behalf. Man desonili, those who hate me, is lechedorai li. What does it mean, lechedrei li? Now, lechti li is joy in Aramaic, is chedva. So those who hate me should be happy about my illness, and that's going to somehow bring about my divine cure. And how do I know such a thing? Uksiv from the pasuk in Mishlei bin Folay vechal tismach ubikashlo al yagel libecha pen yira Hashem v'rabi eino veheishiv me'ol of apo. So what you see is that if you are happy and your friends falling and they're nefila, then what's going to happen is Hashem is going to see that and he's going to be evil in his eyes veheishiv me'ol of apo. And if he had any anger towards that person, that divine anger will dissipate. So we see that a simcha b'takolis oivoy is really going to cause the hasara, the removal of charon af me oivov. And that's a good thing. So if it's my friends and they're sad about the fact that I'm sick, they'll certainly pray on my behalf to be mivakish rachamim. And if, on the other hand, these are not my beloved friends, but rather these are my enemies, then let them be happy about my defeat, because that's going to bring about a kapara. So let's just read it again. The Gemara says that those who hate me, well, let them have joy over my sickness. And if that be the case, this should be a reversal of my downfall, only prove beneficial for me, because God will turn his anger away from the one who has been who has been afflicted. The Gemara now wants to understand, to explain the minhag of Shmuel, that when he would have a good dream or a bad dream, what would he do? What was his minhag? And from this we'll hopefully get a little bit of an insight of Masai HaChalomos Shavi Daber. When are these dreams just meaningless? Shmuel Ki Avichazi Chelma Bisha, when he saw a bad dream, and of course he didn't want it to come to fruition. Omar, he would recite the pasuk in Zechariah, VeChalomos Hashav Yidaberu. Those false prophets will speak in terms of, they'll express themselves in dreams that are absolutely fabricated, that will never come to fruition. That's what Zechariah is saying here about those dreams. And the pasuk itself, Chalomos Hashav Yedaber, dreams speak lies, means that Shmuel somehow, by reciting this passage from Shmuel, just 1 second. Chalom. This is a pasuk. Just read it again. Oh, a pasuk. I'm sorry, in Zechariah, not in Shmuel. So he was saying Chalomos Sheker Yedaberu, and that's where Shmuel would hope that the dream didn't have any meaning. V'chi Avichazi Chalma Tov. But if Shmuel experienced a good dream and he wanted it to be implemented, it would come to fruition. Omar, he would declare, V'chi Chalomos Hashav Yedaberu. As he read the same pasuk, but he read it this time with an inflection of a question mark. To these Chalomos of Sheki Yedaberu. And basically what he's saying is that it's not Chalomos Shav, but rather it's Chalomos Emes and Yiskaimu Divrehem. So the Gemara asks, why did Shmuel say that Divrei Chalomos Heim Divrei Shav? Vaksiv, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, Vayomer Shimu no Dvarai, Im Yen Viacho Hashem, Vimarei Lov Esvado, B'Chalom Adaber Bo. So Kadosh Baruch Hu transmits, he communicates with people, with his prophets, through Chalom. And Divrei Chalom, therefore, Divrei Emes. So why did Shmuel say Shav? He could say the Chalom was a Divrei Shav. So the Gemara brings a kasha of Rava, these psukim themselves, Rava Rami. Rava found a contradiction. Ksiv, it says, B'Chalom Adaber Bo. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with his Nevi'im through dreams, and dreams therefore are Divrei Emes. But Me'idach, on the other hand, Ksiv Chalomos Hashav Yidaber. The pasuk indicates that Chalomos are just Divrei Shav. So how can we reconcile this? On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, communicates to the Nevi'im with Chalomos. On the other hand, the pasuk says Chalomos Shav Yidaber. Lo kasha kanali de malach. When it says in the pasuk v'chalom adaber bo, we're talking about a chalom that was transmitted by a malach to a person, and a malach doesn't lie, and therefore he can be absolutely convinced that his dream is emes. The pasuk v'chalom hashav yedaberu is talking about a chalom that was transmitted to a person through a shade, a demon, and the shade don't speak truth, and therefore in this case, the Divrei Chalom Ashav, hence the pasuk B'Chalom Adab, the pasuk Chalomos Ashav Yedaberu. And we now have a reconciliation of this contradiction. When it's a Chalom through a Navi, that's, or through a Malach, excuse me, that's already Nevuah of some sort, and a Chalom through a Shade, that's already Dvarim Shkarim, that's already absolute lies. Now, when is it that the dream comes through a malach, and when does it come through a shade? So the Tashbeit says the following: Kasher hakoach hamedaber Shebem Tzu'usu Boim Achalomos Bari in Yonu Ain Dover Mafrielo Gon Mizonus Roim Vechadom. We often say Hakol Hakoach Hasikli Sikli Mitztarif Elov Vekoach Sifli Elyon Hu Hamaloch Ha'omer Kan Megalo Divrei Chalom V'Divrei Chalom Em Divrei Emes. However, if the Koach HaMedame, this faculty of imagination, ain't a bari, then what's going to happen is, unfortunately, he's going to have some sort of chalom that's bolo ayidei sheid, some sort of ruach ra, and that would be destructive. Yoruch HaShulchan writes in Orach Chaim Siman Reish Chof that a person who's pure and his machshosav are dedicated to the study of Torah and Yirah, when he goes to sleep, shalom b'mili akeres, and he hasn't filled up his belly, then his chalom will be a chalom shel ish, which has mamish to it. And marim lo miyashamayim al yidei malachim ashomrim esa'odim asholim. So that kind of a dream is coming through the faculties of a shade, and that's not a healthy dream. Anyway, getting back to the point of the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, based on the Pasuk, Ki malachav yitzavalach lishmorcha b'chol drachecha, that if these dreams are being shown to him by malachim from Shemaim, they are shomer b'shlishmorcha b'chol drachecha. But it's not everyone who could actually be zocha to such dreams. And those who are shkuim b'havli ha'olam, he says that where your mind is during the day, that's where your dreams will be at night. So if you're dedicated to the vanities of life, then the shadim will come and they'll bring you these chalomos at night. And these chalomos really need a very strong pitaron letov, as we discussed earlier. Omer Rabbi Bizno Bar Zavdo, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Pando, Omer Rabbi Nachum, Omer Rabbi Bibi, Rabbi Biri, Mishum Zokin Echon, in the name of one Zokin, and who is this Rabbi Benoah? Whole long list here of a transmission. Esrim the Arba Postre Chalomos Hab Yerushalayim. There were 24 Postre Chalomos in Yerushalayim. And Tosus says that we're talking about a Chalom that would be miskaim through the Pitaron, based on the Pitaron. And it doesn't depend on the Chachma, on the intelligence of the, or the perception, the insight of the Poter, but it really depends upon the fact that there are Harbi Chachamim, and they could be Poter, the Chalom, they can reinterpret the dream, and define it, and establish it as a Chalom Tov. And this has a lot to do with the 24 Potrei Chalomos in Yerushalayim. Now, in the English translation, he says the following. Let me just read to you this piece from the translation. He says that various commentators find difficulty in the notion that the meaning of a dream is determined by the interpretation that it is imputed to it. This notion seems counterintuitive. And he says that the Marsha tries to take an attempt to reconcile the various different statements made by the Gemara concerning dreams and their meanings. And he points out to Marsha that there are three categories of dreams. So let's go through, if we can, the Marsha's three categories of dreams. And then we possibly will get back to these 24 dream interpreters, as we said before. The first category, he says, is a dream in which there is no single meaning. It could have many different meanings. It carries with it a certain ambiguity or multiplicity of meanings. For example, he sees an image of a lettuce, for example. Well, if that image can be translated as something that's bitter, and there's going to be a bitter experience, similar to the leaves of this lettuce that are bitter. Or it could be in a doubling of business profits, like the doubling over of lettuce leaves, that the lettuce leaves double over. And it all depends on the interpretation. If the dream is uninterpreted, then the meaning of the dream remains undetermined. And the dream is basically like a letter, as we said before, that hasn't been read. And its contents are absolutely meaningless. But interpretation could activate the potential meaning of that was noted by the interpreter. So if one seeks an interpreter, that person will give an interpretation which will reflect the dream, but it will emphasize the positive feature of the dream, then he can strengthen the dream and move it from potential to actual. And we're going to talk about this later in terms of dream interpretation, the power of speech. Secondly, the second category of a dream is a vision that, objectively speaking, does have a particular importance, does have a meaning, and its basic meaning is either positive or negative. Even dreams in the second category can be influenced by interpretation. For example, we're going to have a Gemara later on about a vision of a well. And objectively, a well represents peace. But nevertheless, if it's interpreted negatively, then the dreamer contemplates an ominous... If the dreamer, for example, contemplates an ominous scriptural verse pertaining to wells, then unfortunately it could give a negative twist on the vision of a well. The third type of a dream, which the Maharsha describes, is one that is a true prophetic import. Its essential meaning is absolute, cannot be swayed by interpretation. And this is the type of dream that Rava called a dream delivered by angels. And one classic example of such a dream is the vision of Yosef foretelling that his family would eventually bow down to him. Now, given this frame of reference, the Maharsha contends that it was the first type of dream, a dream that is not clear but has a multiplicity of meanings, that Rava characterized as false, meaning such dreams indeed are the product of some connection between the soul and some spiritual source, but that source might be derogated as a demon, and the dream is not to be seen as a harbinger of any particular singular definitive future event. Now, concerning this kind of a dream, the Gemara says dreams follow the mouth, meaning the interpretation lent to the dream is significant. And if there are various interpretations that are imputed to the same dream, for example, the case of 24 dream interpreters, it's possible that all these would foretell events which eventually would transpire. So we'll stop here at Amir Tzashem. We'll try to get a little bit more of a grasp tomorrow on the concept of dreams and how to interpret dreams and where the dreams come from. And that'll be for today.